Begin the current daf. Masech the Shabbos daf. Samachay begin on Omer Al. We give a taste of Masel where it says the word Lael because it really belongs on Samach Dal on the base. Omer Rav. The Rav said, "Kamakim she'asa chacham v'chulu." Wherever the sages says something forbidden, which, as the Gemara said, that if there's a prohibition about Marasayim because it has the appearance of wrongdoing, so Rav said, even in the one innermost chambers, where actually even though one sees you, the halachic isra of Marasayim still applies. So it's come to qualify the halacha l'maisa. Taisa says, yes, my farshim, though, those who want to explain, the ain halacha krav. Halacha does not follow krav. And that actually, if something's forbidden about parents or wrongdoing, it's only where people see. And if they don't see it, then it's permitted. And where do they prove this from? Medetani, bechulin, from the fact that we're learning Masechtas Chulin, of Memal Fanaf. The halacha is brought, the ain sheikh, the notech gomim b'shasarab, one's not allowed to slaughter into a pit in the public domain. Why? Shleichak apikorsim, shouldn't encourage the apikorsim, because that was the custom that they had, that they would slaughter for idolatry, idolatrous purposes to have the blood in the pit. Now, and yet, the halacha is brought a b'chatzah mutter, then in the courtyard it's permitted. Why? Obviously, because in the courtyard people don't see you. So you see that even though in the public domain it's forbidden because of marasayin, but in private it's permitted. So you see, not like Rav. Tursai says, me, however, no, ain't that right? That's not a definitive proof. The b'chatzah mutter, the reason why in a courtyard it's permitted, it's because the afaraya isay. No, it's not because then people don't see, so no marasa ayin. No, it's because even if someone sees in the courtyard, Aim is going to say, oh, lanaka chaveruzar. The only reason why he's slaughtering into the pit is because he wants to clean up his courtyard. He doesn't want to get dirty from all the blood. Abraham, but in general, says Taisus, im yira adam haraya chashdeno, if someone would see him, then this one who would see him would suspect him, then you could say, like Rav, then yes, even in the inmost chambers, it would be forbidden. And there's no proof like Rav. It's not because in the chatz is permitted because no one sees him. It's because even if someone would see him, you wouldn't suspect him because then you would say it's not because of idolatrous purposes, just because he wants to keep his courtyard clean. Kfirik says the Masechet begins the words of the Gemara, Li'avid le'pulsa, they make a pulsa. Please explain, what is this pulsa? And that is the Gemara had a question, according to Halacha by Mishnah, that we said that a sella could be worn into the street when it's worn for healing the wound. So the Gemara wonders, why specifically a sella? If it's because it's the graven image, so then, you don't need a seller. You can make a pulsa. So what's this pulsa? So Pesach Quinches Rashi explains. It's chaticha shalet. It's a piece of wood. The yotzer la tzura. And then they make a graven image on that. Which, if you need the image, so you could have a pulsa. Why do you need specifically a seller? Now, it says Tais l'pirushay nicham. According to Rashi's interpretation, it works out very well. Masha makshim. Regarding the question that's posed. The bi'alma omar. Because in general, the Gemara tells us that Maya Simon. What's an asimon? It's pulsa. Now, what's pulsa? Pesha Quinches Hasim Rashi elsewhere when he describes this Gemara that defines asimon, that's pulsa, he says, Hanyu davish einu lab tzura. An asimon, which a general a coin, a certain thing like meiser, when you redeem it, has to have a figure, and asimon is invalid. What's asimon? So Rashi, the Gemara says pulsa, and Rashi says, what does that mean? It means something that does not have an image on it. Now, generally, there's a difficulty, says Taisa, because the Hacham Ashma here in our Gemara, it sounds like that the Pulsa Davashesh Lamitsura sounds like it's something that does have an image, because that's what the Gemara is saying. If it's the image part, why do you need a cell? You can make a Pulsa. What do you mean? A Pulsa has a Tzura? What do you mean the Gemara over there, as Rashi explains, is saying Asimon is Pulsa, which Asimon is something that doesn't have an image? Oh, but that's what Taisa says. Well, Pirish Rashi Nicha. But according to Rashi's interpretation, it actually works out very well, because you have to be medaic in the words that Rashi says. He says, the Pirish Rashi explains. Li'avid pulsa b'loy tzura. What Rashi is essentially saying is, he says that it's a piece of wood that you could make a graven image on it. So essentially he's saying, li'avid pulsa b'loy tzura, make just a piece of wood, the yotzel of a tzura, and engrave it the image, but the pulsa itself is something without an image, and therefore that's exactly what asimon is. Now, but Avala Pirish Rabbeinu Tam Kasha, but says, according to Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation, is difficult. Because the Pirish, he explains it in the Gemara elsewhere, that what's asimon? He says, Havashal Matechet. It's something made out of metal. The Yeshlam Tzur, and it has an image. Aval Ein Chashuva, Ve'ein Yaitzah. But it's not as significant, and it's not used as currency, as a coin. And those are the things that we say it's invalid. You have to have an actual coin, like by Poy de Meister Sheni. That's what we say Asimon's not valid. But says Taisim, Kain, if that's what Asimon means, and the Gemara says that, what is that? That's a pulsum. So Hach over here, Ma'ir Yesela. Then why are we saying? Why is even the seller afal asimon? The Gemara could have asked, "What do you mean? Even asimon could be valid because according to Rabbeinu Tam, asimon also has an image. So why are we asking? Why can't we just ask even much more similar to seller? You know, why still a seller even asimon?" So it's Tesh Nami Yeshlem. Tesh Nami Yeshlem. Maybe you could say the reason why I asked specifically from the piece of from this pulsa and not from the Asimon is because the true is Selatzarach. Because ultimately, it for the healing of the wound, it's not enough just to have a coin or an image. You need to have the actual image of what's by a Selah. And it's that image that's engraved on the Selah that you need to have, that's specifically by this pulsa. And therefore, that's not difficult. Why, according to Rabbein Tam, why isn't pulsa any different than Selah, according to Rabbein Tam, that Asimon also has a Tzura? Says no, because we needed the Tzura of the Selah, which that's what the Gemara is saying, is Selah is different than this pulsa. Kirik Tesh Demasle begins the words of the Gemara, Umapotze B'yemi Tishrei. And these mats, he would make for his daughters, for them in the months of Tishrei. And that is, he made for his daughters, like we said, in the months of Tishrei, when they went to the mikvah, these mats. So, Tzai gives two interpretations of what was the purpose and utility of these mats. Pesha Kondras, Rashi explains, because of the mud. When they're going into the river, there should not be an interposition, because the mud's going to get stuck on the feet, and therefore it's not going to be a good tefillah. And therefore, so they put the mats beneath their feet, so that they shouldn't be touching the muddy waters. But for Ben Atam, Pesha gives a different interpretation, actually, the purpose and the utility of the mats was to put it straight up, vertical, that people at the beach, at the river, should not see them, these bayishmim, because then they're going to be embarrassed. Belief will hit for they're not going to do a good immersion, because they're going to be quick to get out, and therefore it's going to be invalid trilo, which whatever halachas they're going and traveling for, if they need to, whatever it is going to be invalid, and it's going to be definitely a big problem. So the mats were there to make as a mechitza, and that was the utility of those mats, when they're going to immerse themselves by the waters of the river.